Well, firstly, I hope everyone this past week had a wonderful Thanksgiving time, time with your family, perhaps friends. I know you got a little bit of time to get refreshed, at least prior to this winter blizzard that has assaulted us last night and this evening, yesterday afternoon. Just last weekend, as a priest, as you all know, it's a joy after Mass to process down the aisle. Of course, after we take all of our victory laps, as our beloved choir loves to do, and rightfully so, because they sing so beautifully to God. So thanks to all of them for their beautiful voices and ways they've contributed to this beautiful solemnity today of Christ the King. But just last Sunday, I was standing after Mass in the back of the church. And of course, this is the little one instance of interaction that the priest has with most people, believe it or not. Just this fleeting 20-second hello, have a wonderful weekend, and nothing more. But there was one couple that came up to me, and they began speaking in a very strange accent, and I was captivated and fascinated. They were clearly not from here, but I recognized their voice, and because of that, I looked at them with eagerness and anticipation, curiosity, because I had been there, and I had known what their voices sounded like. I had seen the fields and the pastures. I'd driven through those country roads that they came from. They were from Bavaria, southern Germany. And as many of you know, I got to go there on vacation, thanks be to all the generous priests who allowed me time to get away. But they came here, all the way from Germany, and were praying with us here in this random church in College Hill, Blessed Sacrament in Wichita, Kansas, someone from Germany. My brothers and sisters, what but the universal kingship of Jesus Christ can explain for this marvelous unity? Nothing. That their first and primary language wasn't familiar, but in a more profound sense it was. The language of God's grace, his beauty, his goodness, and his love that he has lavished upon us, which is much broader than any mere one space, his kingship spread out through all of the earth. This past week on Thanksgiving Day, as many of you know, it was a very, very large turnout at 9 o'clock. We came out and had red vestments, red altar cloths. Happy Thanksgiving as we celebrate this Feast of the Martyrs. But we celebrated the Feast of Blessed Miguel Pro, who, as many of you know, was a martyr in Mexico when the church was persecuted and outlawed. But of course, the kingdom of God cannot be suppressed and will not crumble to worldly powers as they try to inflict their puny reign over Christ and his glorious kingdom. And this particular priest did not cease to visit homes, did not cease to hear confessions, did not cease to say the Mass, nor did the people cease to offer their homes for Masses to be said. And as the firing squad shot at him at his death, he stood there in the shape of the cross and yelled, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" And my brothers and sisters, the church bells in Mexico ring today. Ring with the praise of God. Ring glorifying his kingship, praising his majesty. Space and time, all of these things, governments rise and fall, parties rise and fall, but my brothers and sisters, today we are invited to an expansive kingdom of love, of mercy, of goodness, of justice, of peace, of healing grace, the kingship of Jesus Christ. And if we haven't caught it at every single instant throughout the entire liturgical year, next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the liturgical year, we look forward in a very particular way to the coming of Christ. But what do we celebrate today as time goes on and on, revolving around itself, dancing around him who plays before us, poured out through the face of the earth, the Holy Spirit? But on this last day, we celebrate the kingship of Christ. So if you have not caught it, as we are all wont to do in the mundaneness and ordinariness of our life, the church proclaims one thing boldly today, as it does every single day, lest we forget it, lest our heart be hardened. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. He is to be the King and Lord, not just of the universe, but of our universe, much smaller though it be. Our private life, our public life, our professional life, yes, he is the master there too. Marital life, yes, he is the master there. Familial life, yes, he is the master there. our social life, yes, he is the master there too. Our emotional lives, yes, he is the master there too. Our anxieties, yes, he is to be the master there. Our fears, yes, he is to be the Lord and master. Our hopes, yes, he is to be the Lord and master. Our dreams, he is to be the Lord and master. Our frustrations and our discouragements, yes, he is called to be Lord and master. And my brothers and sisters, what a beautiful freedom that is. And the world cannot understand a power that is placed upon us that is not tyrannical. But the power of the Holy Spirit is the source of freedom. And so we have profound reason today to sing, to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ boldly, to allow his kingship to be renewed with the spirit of holiness, of generosity, to love as he loved and as we hear in this gospel passage, the Lord separating the sheep from the goats, those who see him and others. But how is this possible? Only because we are made so one with him that when we look out upon the world, we do it with the same grace-soaked eyes and heart. What a marvelous unity, and what a marvelous kingship. And we're given another interesting insight into what this kingship looks like. If we were to close our eyes and imagine what Sunday it was merely from the readings, we would undoubtedly guess that it is Good Shepherd Sunday. But my brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew mind, there is both a linguistic and a theoretical connection between shepherding and kingship. They are profoundly related to one another. And who is the ideal king but King David, the little shepherd boy, who was plucked from the field caring for the little sheep and placed to rule over the house of Israel? My brothers and sisters, today we don't have a little shepherd boy who cares for sheep. We have the Lord of life, the author of all that is good and beautiful, the source of all goodness, who is given to us, who has given himself to us. And so let us rejoice in his kingship, his presence, no matter what we're going through, no matter what joys, no matter what insecurities, no matter what tribulations, no matter what frustrations. He is here, Emmanuel, and he is King. Long live Christ the King.